This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Delays in the case against the Aurora police officers and paramedics charged in the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain in 2019 are a source of frustration for McClain's mother. She spoke outside the Adams County Courthouse.
You know, how much longer is it going to take to prove that they murdered my son on their own video camera?
An Adams County judge set a new arraignment date for early November, just a few days before Election Day, in which Attorney General Phil Weiser faces re-election. Weiser is running the trial as a special prosecutor because he was appointed by the governor. His office had no comment on the delays. A mobile exhibit from the National Institutes of Health is visiting Colorado as part of an effort to help build one of the most diverse health databases ever. Program spokeswoman Meredith Daly says the effort aims to collect a variety of information, especially in communities historically underrepresented in medical research.
So whether you're predisposed to a certain disease or genetic disorder, that's valuable information, and knowing that family health history can really help inform your personal treatment and health care.
Genetic information, medical records, and health habits of more than a million people in the U.S. will be collected over the course of 10 years. The exhibit is in Denver next week. Inflation is easing up a bit in Metro Denver. The U.S. Labor Bureau reports that consumer prices in the area dropped by almost 2% during June and July. It's not all good news, though. Food went up by over 3% during that time, and energy prices spiked by nearly 9%. Right now in Denver, it's 92 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.